Acts chapter 5, verses 33 through 42. When they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill them. Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take heed to yourself what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this man, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God." And they agreed with him. And when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. The reality that we can spend our energies fighting against God is something that should cause all of us to pause and reflect on our lives. The Jews who were trying to stop the believers in Christ, they didn't see themselves as opposed to God. Otherwise, Gamaliel's argument wouldn't have worked. He appealed to them that if it's not from God, it'll die out. They saw themselves on the side of God. But even when we see ourselves on the side of God and it's our intention to live for Him, we can find ourselves fighting against Him because we don't see His plan perfectly. It's a common struggle in our own personal lives and in the church. We have convictions about what is from God and what is not. Sometimes we have convictions that other people are doing things that are not from God. How do we sort through these things as we all try to follow God? In this story, we see a few things that should be indicators to us that we are opposing God, that we are not putting our energies on the right side. One of those indicators is that when you have to start beating people and threatening people and becoming forceful, you're probably opposing God. The Jews in this story agreed with Gamaliel that they were going to just see what happens. But before they could let him go, they beat them and threatened them. Any time that our efforts for God drive us to act inconsistent with His character of love, it's a good indication that we're opposing God, that we're not using our energies in the way that God desires. Another indicator is when we see the fruits of the Spirit in the thing we're opposing. The believers, the ones they just beat and threatened, are rejoicing. They have the joy in their hearts that the Holy Spirit gives. They leave that place with behaviors that are marked by the love of God. As we try to follow God, each of us will find ourselves needing correction at some point in time. Let's try to be aware of these real obvious indicators that we are opposing God. When we have to become unloving and forceful and threatening, that's not what God would have us do. When we see the fruits of the Spirit in the thing we're opposing, it should be an indicator that that thing is from God. In our work for the Lord, we are not going to understand everything correctly all the time, but we can be committed to living our lives with the fruits of the Spirit. We're going to have disagreements in the church, but in those disagreements, we should strive to have God's character and treat one another in love.
Speak Lord is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak Lord, your servants are listening.